find joy, try to find ease. While we'll storm the seas against the rain, with my pleading, the pain inside of me, Lord, I have tried holding it in.
Creative outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is so exhilarating. It fills my soul with lightning.
Yeah, just email volunteer@CITR.ca and they can help you get started, or just come into the station whenever.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Did you know UBC students get 20% off organic, farm-fresh produce from the UBC farm? Come by the farm and eat local. Really, really local. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC program.
Montreal-based artist Shaylia just came out with a new album called Dangerous. So the next song is called Dangerous by Shaylia.
Since so long, I open up to you just like a as the most authoritative and electable is rooted in systems of oppression.
There are so many inequities around having our experts in our community speak about our work.
Obviously, there are several facets to this strangely homogenous nature of the electoral system.
And to be left out of conversations, it only exemplifies that loss of self-esteem.
Check out CITR's live panel podcast, Conversations, hosted by our Indigenous, Accessibility, and Gender Empowerment collectives. Subscribe to Conversations, available now on iTunes.
Family, religion, friendship. These are the three demons you must slay if you wish to succeed in business.
Music Waste is hosting their annual fundraiser, Pre-Waste, at the Toast Collective on Saturday, May 4th, with performances by Devours, Sylvia Rath, Maneater, and Monsoon Moon. It's $10 at the door, or you can get your Music Waste pass for $20 to get into the show and be set for the festival.
For a little funky, eclectic mix of music, the next song is Shut the Door by Sada Bonaire.
Don't follow me. Shut the door. Shut the door. The 18th Annual Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns this May 2nd through May 12th. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, Doxa will present 82 short and feature films from across Canada and around the world, representing some of the very best in contemporary documentary cinema. Highlights at this year's festival include the 10th anniversary of the Justice Forum series, a special live documentary performance, an expanded industry program, and a list of special programs, including Politics of Place, Communities of Care, Longing and Belonging, 1990s South Asian Film and Video, and Italia Italia, a documentary peninsula. Find the full festival schedule and buy tickets online today at doxafestival.ca.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome to Friday Night Fever. Today we have a special guest, an honored guest, Alex Payende.
Hello.
Distinguished guest. And he's here with us to talk, here with me, to talk about disco. Max is still in Portugal somewhere or in America. How are you today, Alex?
I'm very well, Sophie. Thank you for having me on.
Of course, of course. Now, I understand you have some amazing disco songs to play for us today.
Yeah, Sophie said bring some funk, bring some disco. And this first one is from my second favorite album of last year of 2018. It's from U.S. Girls, which is the music of Megan Remy, who is American-Canadian, and it's from her 2018 album In a Poem Unlimited, and it's called Mad as Hell, and here it is.
Oh, The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local, independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australian Boot Company, and so many more.
What do you think of that one, Sophie?
I love that song, personally. I think it's really, really good. But something about the music video, though, that we were just watching as we were playing it, it was weird to describe. It was kind of ladies in athleisure wear in the kind of 50s style dancing in the same dance moves with the backdrop of a nuclear bomb exploding.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of her... That album is kind of out there. I saw her live... last year or whenever it was she came. It was really cool. She had it was at the Biltmore, and it was just tiny, and the stage was packed, and she had like a horn section and everything, and in between the main set and the encore they were playing the Twin Peaks theme in the background. It was
damn
neat. It was
we love Twin Peaks,
we sure do,
don't we? Just that sounds amazing. She seems like really unique and really different. And then I like how she's also kind of disco-y, but also kind of not. I really enjoy that too.
Yeah, there's a big... I was looking on that album because I knew one of those would fit in with this. And my favorite is Pearly Gates, but this one definitely has more of that disco feel. It all is in like the synth pop, but some of it's more funky and some of it's more poppy and some of it's more disco-y.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, I think that's everything we've got to say about that one. Should we move on to the next song?
Yeah, this one's called So Much It Hurts by a band called Nikki and the Dove, which is a duo from Sweden, and the song's from, I think, 2016. It was really like a summer driving banger for me in 2016, and here it is.
Oh,
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760 and let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness.
Okay, so that was Nikki and the Doves.
And singular. So
Nikki and the Doves, So Much It Hurts. So, Alex, where did you find that song?
That song, I'm one to kind of go out of my way to find new stuff. I don't know, do you know AllMusic, the website?
No, what is that?
It's kind of like some critic stuff and lots of like fan ratings, but it's really good. For every like artist and album, there will be like a related, like what are albums related to this album and what are artists related to this artist, like influenced by and influenced these people, and I just found it on there. I forget what I was looking at. It has that sort of same bass line as Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, but it's got that synth pop tinge.
Yeah, I definitely thought that. Like as soon as I heard it, it literally sounds exactly like Dreams. We sung that karaoke at the Fringe. That went off.
Oh, yeah.
Way back when, on that fateful karaoke night.
Way back when, like a month ago.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah, I've like not known you for that long, but whatever. Nikki and the Dove, yes, Dreams, yes. So tell me more about disco. Like, you're a disco fan. Could I call you a disco fan?
Yeah, I like disco. I wouldn't say I'm a disco fan. Like, in my genres, I wouldn't say it's up there, but I grew up with a lot of disco. My dad, who came from Iran when he was fairly young, when he was 18, and he came in the 70s, and it was he just kind of fell in love with disco and Pink Floyd, but mostly disco. And so I grew up listening to a lot of like Kool and the Gang and Casey and the Sunshine Band, and of course ABBA and like Earth, Wind and Fire. So I went with him and I saw Earth, Wind and Fire.
No way.
A couple of years ago, or whenever they came.
So in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really cool. I mean, Maurice White, I think his lead singer's name. Mm-hmm. He passed on fairly recently, I think. So he wasn't there, but it was still really good. Like they played all the hits and everything. It was interesting. They did this like, it was them and Chicago, and I was like the youngest person in the stadium by a mile, and it was so like they came out and gave like exact set times. Like they came out, played some songs, were like, oh, Chicago's going to be on for this long, and then we're going to take a break, and then Earth, Wind & Fire is going to be on for this long, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to do some hits together at the end. And it was such a just like dad sitting there nodding their head looking at their watches.
Gotta get out for the parking space. Yeah. Expires. I feel like I could vibe with that, honestly. Just being like, okay, so these guys are gonna play now. I know I don't like the song, so I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Whereas you know that what those times when you go to a gig and you're like, oh god, I really need to pee, you like you're in the toilets and you hear your favorite song. Like I would like to avoid that situation by having a timetable, I think.
Yeah, just down to the second.
Yeah. I remember when I went to see Falls not that long ago, it was like kind of like the more dull math rock early stuff, and I was like, oh, okay, just gonna go, and then literally lose my spot, start walking out to the back, and they start playing bangers, so I'm like, oh boy, gotta go.
I mean, that's I've said, I mean, I live and breathe Springsteen, and he does a cool thing where if you line up, like, instead of having to line up for days, if you get to the arena, if you have a floor ticket, you get there between like noon and 4, you get a wristband, then you have to come back at 4, and then they line you up from like 1 to 1,000, whoever's there, like exactly by what number you have on your wristband, and then they find one random person to pull a number from a bucket that has everyone's number on it, and then they have that number is the first person to get to go in, and then the next 250 people get to go to this front pit area that's kind of sectioned off from the rest. And so it's nice, like, say if you have to go to the bathroom, you don't have to shuffle through the entire stadium. Like, there's this group of, like, people recognize who's there, and you can just go right back to the front.
Wow, that's really cool. I mean, I like that. It seems very structured, but I feel like Bruce Springsteen needs structure in his shows. Like,
oh yeah,
there'd just be chaos, like, going on there.
People lining up for days,
But wait, surely people would still be lining up for days, though, if they have to be, you know, if it's that four-hour window.
Yeah, but it's not like the first person there has any more of a chance than the last person there, because it's just random out of a bucket.
True. Well, that's pretty cool. I wonder, I don't know. I feel like nowadays it's like you can't, there's never any just thing where you're just going to a show anymore. You know, it's just like there has to be, you know, if you you have to put your phone in a special bag, or you have to do this, or you have to do that. It's just like, ugh.
The show in the bag, I find, is like, I'm not really one to go on my phone in general during shows, but the biggest thing was Jack White did that, and between the opener and him, I had no idea what time it was. I was like, this could have been 5 minutes, this could have been like an hour, I have no idea, because I don't have a watch, and my perception of time without my phone is just out the window.
Weird. I don't know if I would vibe with that, honestly. Yeah, and they're always late. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just like planning on being late. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, so what have we got coming up next? So we have, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, it's the, I'm a big fan of Future Islands. I've seen them live now. Sam Herring, phenomenal. One of the best live acts I've ever seen. And this is the Vince Clark remix of their song Doves, which is a lot more disco-y. And here it is. And we're back. What did you think of that, Sophie?
I really liked it.
You big Future Islands fan?
So I'd never really heard any proper Future Islands songs apart from, you know, the two big famous ones like
Seasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like Ran Seasons. And Time on Her Side.
Yeah. I'd only heard those kind of like on the radio. And then this time last year I was at All Points East in London, which was really fun. We saw The National as well. But while we were waiting for The National and Warpaint stuff, we saw Future Islands. And they filled out, like, the crowd for Future Islands was insanely large, possibly because it was a small festival and there wasn't really much else to do rather than go and see Future Islands. But they put on a really good show. The lead singer was incredibly sweaty.
Herring, like the fish.
Oh, Sam Herring was incredibly sweaty. He was dripping. It was a hot day, though, to be fair. But maybe it was a combination of the stress and the jumping
around. Every show, because he goes so hard.
He
jumps and he, like, he doesn't look that flexible, but he can do so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're also one of those bands that kind of had a cult following. I think, like, a lot like Japan Droids, which I'm wearing the shirt of theirs today, which is a Vancouver band, but I mean transcends Vancouver at this point, where they were like had a cult following and were known for being like super super energetic in their live shows, and then like got that kind of Pitchfork darling kind of reputation, and then just kind of internationally blew up way more, and now they're like all on like the festival circuit. They're all like the not headliners, but the fairly late in the day everyone going to this because you either know them and love them or heard, oh, they're really good live.
Yeah exactly. No, I agree completely. I haven't listened to much Japan Droids.
I mean, they're not synth pop like this, they're rock, but I definitely in a similar light, I think, of the way that the live show and how they came to get big.
Yeah, it was like, I remember I put a video on my Instagram story being like, woo, Future Islands. And I literally got like 10 messages from people being like, oh, wow, I'm so jealous. I was like not expecting that at all. Like I hadn't really listened to them all that much. But it was fun. Everyone was loving it. It was like good vibe all around.
Yeah, at this point I've been fortunate enough to see them twice. I've been lucky that they've come to Vancouver twice recently.
Woo woo. We love Vancouver. Where are they from?
They're from the Midwest, not Chicago and not Ohio, but something around there.
So that's
there.
Like the middle of nowhere if you're not from anywhere there.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'm glad they made it out and they're happening, because I imagine it'd be very hard to be from the Midwest and not from Chicago and to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so coming up next.
I don't know how to pronounce their name, but it's like Orgone.
Oh my god, have you seen Peep Show?
No.
Oh, this has been Peep Show where...
This song?
Yeah, well, no. Oh. So, Orgone. One of the main characters gets inducted into a cult, Jez, and the whole cult currency is Orgones. So you have, like, negative Orgones and positive Orgones for, like, good karma. But anyway, I wonder if that's something to do with that. Probably not.
But yeah, this one of my professors who I TA for is really, really, really into like funk and jazz, and so he showed me this one, and it's a bop.
Damn, is this a business class?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no, not in class. I TA for him, so just outside, like when we're working and stuff.
Oh, I see. One of the many TAs around. So, it's Orgone, I Sold My Heart to the Junkman, featuring Cyril Neville. What a name.
Ah!
Damn, I really liked that one, actually. That was Orgone. And
I Sold My Heart to the Junkman.
I Sold My Heart to the Junkman featuring Cyril Neville. That was a vibe, you know? I'm going to listen to that. There was one more that you wanted to play.
Yeah, this is, I mean, when Sophie said to me, disco and dance music, the first thing that popped into my mind was LCD Sound System. I know it's kind of basic, but that is my, in terms of modern dance music, that's just my biggest one. I think for a lot of people, it's their biggest one who don't know a lot of, like, older stuff. And, I mean, fair enough, James Murphy is the, with, like, Daft Punk, the king of modern dance music. And this song especially, I was at the Biltmore with some people, and I said, oh, can you play
LCD? The Biltmore.
I love the Biltmore.
You and the Biltmore.
And I was like, oh, can you play some LCD Sound System? And he was like, yeah, I can do that. And I was expecting, like, I Love All My Friends, or, I mean, expect to Dance Yourself Clean, or, like, anything off of Sound or Silver, or This Is Happening, or, like, those are my favorites. And then he comes in and he plays this song, Tribulations, and it was like, this is a good song, but it's not my favorite. I wanted to listen to All My Friends, but it's grown on me since then. It's really grown on me, and now it's like, oh, I want to go back and hope they play it again, because now I'm ready to dance for it. I'm a big dancer. I love going and just dancing stupid. I'm not that great, but I love it. Just jumping around.
You're that kid that goes up in the Biltmore and be like, hello, can you play some LCD Sound System, please?
Yeah.
Are you that person? My God.
Just the ones. Hey, I like the music, and if they're going to play it, I'm thankful.
I don't know. I just find, like, at the Biltmore, I've never been to the Biltmore when it's, like, you know, for lack of a better word, like, popping. Mm-hmm. I've been to the Biltmore when there's, you know, it's a lot of people, you know, bunch of people spread out, kind of. It's a bit too hot, and it's like, you know, it's not, like, lively. It's sort of everyone kind of dancing in their own little groups.
Yeah, by and large is what I found too. But I like, it's good to go with a group of people and just kind of dance with yourselves.
Yeah.
I saw this DJ duo called Fleet Mac Wood a couple of years ago that they just remixed Fleetwood Mac, and it was just phenomenal. I'd never seen the Biltmore was packed. I mean, it was like a concert packed, and it was just packed, and I was so happy. I was just dancing so much, and, like, it's one of those things that I saw Fleetwood Mac live, but when I saw them, it's like they play the songs you like, but they don't necessarily sound the same, and they only play it once, whereas this was like they play, like, The Chain or Gypsy, like, multiple times, and each time it's like 10 minutes long, and, like, for The Chain it's like the drop with the boom, ba ba boom, ba 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 boom, like that part for like 3 minutes, and you just go wild. Yeah, but anyway, this next song isn't Fleetwood Mac, it's Tribulations by LCD Sound System.
All right, are you ready to play? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how I felt about that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not. It's like an okay LCD sound system, but as you said before, it's not like the one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's their,
I
mean, their
I
first...
I don't vibe with them that much anyway.
Oh, no, I really like LCD sound system.
Yeah, but of course
I,
you do.
I got into them fairly late, though. But anyway, like that first album is a lot more like... I'm using all these buzzwords, like raw and unproduced, but that was just like, I think James Murphy in the beginning, and I know he said he really didn't like how that one ended up sounding, that album. Like, he said it sounded so like tight, and he didn't like it, so the next one, Sounds of Silver, is called Sounds of Silver because he wrapped the studio in tinfoil.
Ooh, that's a little fun factoid there.
Yeah, I recommend, if anyone likes more fun facts like that, read Lizzie Goodman's book, Meet Me in the Bathroom, Rebirth and something in rock and roll in the New York in the 2010s, and it is just phenomenal. Oh. All the fun facts about that and all the bands that were in, like LCD and The Strokes and The National and The Killers and The Hold Ooh. Steady and all of those.
Oh, did you hear about the, speaking of The Strokes and also talking about festivals generally, LCD Sound System had their big breakout. This was like their big show after like years of hiding.
Well, yeah, after the long goodbye, when they said they were done forever.
When they said they were done forever, and they were like, right, we're gonna have our first show in many years in a little area called Kinross in Scotland, which is where I'm from. Like, this festival is like not that far away from my house, and they're double billed with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And obviously, as you can, I mean I was at the festival. I don't think I stayed that late because I was really young, but apparently when people were watching it on the TV when it was broadcast, Red Hot Chili Peppers is full to the brim for miles and miles back, and apparently LCD Sound System had about 12 people like cutting shapes at the front.
That's still,
it'd be so sad.
Well, I mean, they've never been like a, it's one of those things like that everyone, every, like, I mean, you're really, James Murphy was, I mean, if you listen to Losing My Edge, his song, it just talks about,
I'm losing my edge.
Yeah, how he was one of the first people, he wanted to bring dance and rock back together, and you could, he see his influence in so many artists from the 2000s, but they themselves were not as popular.
I struggle.
Other than, outside of like the scene, more the buzzwords. Scene.
I personally struggle to like LCD Sound System that much because they just feel like that most, like that, they're such a man band, you know, like they're just such a, like, you go on like a, you like meet this like hipster guy, he's like, oh, you listen to LCD Sound System? Like, oh, they're my, no offense, oh, they're my favorite, and you're like, oh my God, here we go, like, I, one of them.
Yeah, like, I only got into them, like, I've known about them for so long through something else we're going to get into in a second.
Okay.
But I remember seeing this tweet where someone was like, is LCD Sound System actually good, or is this just joke that everyone has been playing on me
literally,
my whole life?
Literally.
And then all of a sudden they just like, boy, like they just clicked, and it was like, I see the hype, I see what everyone's talking about, these, like, I see why.
What song did, do you remember what song, was it just,
All My Friends?
Years of forcing yourself to,
no,
like,
no, I tried, and then I just went, like, it just kept, like, nah, this isn't working for me. But All My Friends, like, I mean, I think their most popular song, and they're like, if you just search up, there are countless articles of people saying why that's the best song of the 2000s and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, oh, that's a bit of a stretch, but like, it's just phenomenal. I don't know. I can hype it up because I love it, but I think that it really clicked. And once I got into that, it the rest just snowballed.
I'll have to give it some more thought then, yeah. I suppose. I feel like, yeah, sometimes a lot of the time with music like LCD Sound System, it takes ages of actually listening to it. Like, you kind of have to listen to it quite a lot to kind of actually get it. I find that with a lot of like more kind of like dance music, like,
yeah, the long songs,
yeah, like, you, if you're doing something, like, I don't know, I find a really nice way to listen to music is when you're like packing a suitcase or something where you have to be in a room for a long period of time and doing something.
Getting into Daft Punk, other than like their most recent album, the Random Access Memories, when it's mostly just all instrumental, like, that's tough to get into if you don't like that sort of stuff already, where you want to sit down, I want to start listening to Daft Punk, that's like, oh, the song's very long, maybe I'll listen to it later. I feel like LCD Sound System could be that for some people, but they also have, I think it's much more accessible, like stuff like Dance Yourself Clean is, or like Drunk Girls is very straightforward, you just gotta
If you skip the first 3 minutes of Dance Yourself Clean, you're not.
Yeah. What?
anyway.
All right.
Alex.
Sophie.
Alex is a prolific podcaster, as some of you listeners may know. He has been on Radio Pizza Party with his bandmate Lucas, who is also in the studio but is being very patient and just chilling out while we record. And Alex has a podcast. Alex, tell me about your podcast, because you've been very kind to come in today and participate in my radio show, so I think you should plug your own.
Well, yeah, we are, me and my co-host Owen Heaney, we are Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet, the only podcast on the internet that talks about every single Arcade Fire song alphabetically, one per episode. We're not live on the air. You can find us on iTunes or Stitcher or our website or wherever, just search us up. And yeah, we are about a year and a half in. We are just hitting the, we're in the P's right now. And we started at the A's, you know, a while back. Yeah, we go from A to Z talking about every song. And our episodes kind of range from like 20 minutes to like an hour and 15. And yeah, we both really, really like Arcade Fire. And so we're like, well, why don't we just talk about it? And at this point, it's a lot of fun. We really enjoy doing it. And we've been privileged enough to have a lot of guests on the show. From the Radio Pizza Party hosts a couple times. We had a BBC producer and someone who wrote a book about the suburbs and one of the band members. It's gotten really, really much bigger than we ever thought it would. And at the end of the day, we just still love doing it. And yeah.
It's pretty good. Is that how you and Owen became friends?
No, I knew Owen well beforehand.
Yeah.
But that's how I got into LCD Sound System, because James Murphy produces some of the songs on their fourth album, Reflector. And so that was like, I remember talking to Owen, like, do you know any LCD Sound System stuff? And he was like, no, do you? And I'm like, no, not really.
No.
I hear it's good. But, and then I was like, oh, we should listen to this more if we're going to be talking about it more. And then I did, and we did. And it was like, well, how did we sleep on this for so long? the last song I brought is not one of my favorite Arcade Fire songs. It's a good one. It's a good one. But in their recent two albums, they really went from their they've never really been your kind of classical rock, indie rock band with just guitars and stuff. They've all been violins and glockenspiels and hurdy-gurdy, but they really put down the hurdy-gurdy and picked up the synthesizer. And on their most recent album especially, they have some songs that really have that disco vibe and disco energy. And so the one I brought is called Signs of Life, and it's one you really like a lot, Sophie, eh?
I do, yes, eh? Yes, I really enjoy Signs of Life, and whenever I come on, spoiler alert, whenever I come on your podcast...
Wait, talking about it a bit more.
Looking for signs of life. Every night there's no signs of life. Flash, where are we going? Who did you ask? Who did you ask? Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night, but there's no signs of life. So we do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night, but there's no signs of life. So we do it again.
Think of that one. What do you make of it?
I like Everything Now, the new album, a lot. And I mean, I've talked about that extensively on our show, The Fume Arcade Fire.
Plug.
It's very
plug.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in now,
plug the pod.
Well, what's this show called? So if you're just tuning in now,
welcome to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah,
Alex here, our honored guest.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Sophie. I've had a blast.
Distinguished guest of Friday Night Fever, disco aficionado, Alex Payende.
I wouldn't say aficionado. These are like the five songs that I like that I've played so far. Yeah, so we were saying I have a podcast called Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet. We talk about every Arcade Fire song alphabetically, one per episode, so if that sounds like something that you would fancy, you know, search us up on iTunes or Stitcher on the internet, we'll be there. And yeah, that was from their latest album, 2017, Everything Now, Signs of Life, and it's hitting their disco influence.
I like that album, but okay, one thing I wanted to talk to you about is, okay, so this album, good, you know, okay reception. The hardcore fans, some people didn't love it, but why does everyone hate Reflector? That's something that I've been wondering about. I feel like in the general Arcade Fire discourse, you know, Reflector is not loved.
I mean, we spent the last year and a half talking about these things, but I don't know. Reflector is fairly loved. It's a lot of people's favorite Arcade Fire album. I think Everything Now is the big divisive one, but Reflector has grown on people. That was also the last one that was universally accepted by critics, too, whereas Everything Now was people gave it a 10 or they gave it like a 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think Reflector isn't the reason that it may seem divisive. People didn't like it because, like I was saying before, they put down the guitars and the hurdy-gurdy and picked up synthesizers. And people were like, you sold out. You're kind of making pop songs now. What is this Arcade Fire dance music? But if you look back, since the very beginning, they've said one of their biggest influences is New Order. And even on the very first album, if you listen to, like, Rebellion Lies, which is one of the bigger songs, and you listen to that drum beat, that's very much like a dance drum beat, if you go back to that. And they just kind of kept going with that, except now they picked up dance instruments, too.
Huh. Nice.
But if you want to listen to more than that, you can listen to Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet.
Plugging the pod, yes.
Plug the pod.
It's a brilliant podcast. I did listen first episode the other day. It was good. Enjoyed. Funny and interesting and informative, which is kind of all you can ask for from a podcast. Okay, thank you so much for listening, and I think we will call it a day. So enjoy. Coming up next is African Rhythms with David Love Jones.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Sophie. It's been a blast.
Thank you for coming on, Alex. It's been good to have you, as always. Good to see you.